Joining me now is Adam Kelk, head verger from the Boston Stump. So Adam, behind us there's a lot of works going on. Could you tell me something about that?
Yes, so the restoration work that's going on at the moment is a really significant part of the church's history. It's a £2.7 million National Lottery Heritage Fund project that's going to look at preserving the church for the generations to come. That's through work to the west side of the tower and also internally. 48% of the funds have come through the National Lottery Heritage Fund. The rest of it was raised by the parish, and I'm happy to say that we're just about there now. We've done that through many different ways, through community activities and also the famous Lego stump as well.
Yeah, I saw that as we walked in. Could you tell me about the Lego?
Of course. So we are actually the first parish church to have a Lego model of the church. People come in and sponsor a brick for a pound. There's 100,000 bricks. At the moment we're on 35,000, so we need to go a little bit further yet. So if you're interested, come along and sponsor a brick. And the idea is that the money raised from the Lego project will go to our community funds to help with the projects that we do in community engagement and trying to bring the community together, really.
And with the Lego, it's obviously a model of the church itself. How long has the Lego construction taken?
So it's been going for about 2 years now. It was officially launched in the summer by the mayor 2 years ago. And the most notable piece is the boiler house, which was put on by Her Royal Highness Princess Royal, who's the patron of our restoration trust. And that's when she came to open the boiler house following the floods in 2013. So it's a real great engagement project in terms of trying to get people into the church as well. We're seeing a whole new audience of people coming in to come and build it.
Finally, with the works, do you know when they'll be finished?
So we're hoping that the capital works will be done by the end of the year. We have got a lot of community work going on through 2020, and hopefully we will build on it from there.
That's fantastic. Adam, thanks very much for joining me.